Catholic church inside Laughlin Casino still draws worshippers after 30 years. A Catholic congregation has continued holding Mass inside a Laughlin Casino for more than 30 years. The unusual setup has turned a small worship space near the gaming floor into a regular stop for locals, tourists, and repeat visitors looking for a break from the casino environment. St. John the Baptist Catholic Church operates inside the casino property, creating a contrast that tends to catch first-time attendees off guard. The setting includes the familiar sounds of slot machines and casino traffic nearby, but parishioners say the atmosphere changes once the church doors close and the service begins. Father Charlie Ernick, who leads the services, told KVVU that visitors often arrive surprised by the location. He said that reaction has been part of the church's identity for years, especially for travelers who did not expect to find a Catholic Mass taking place inside a casino. A long-standing stop for tourists and local worshippers. According to Ernick, services can draw more than 500 people, including seasonal visitors, weekend travelers from California, and families who have returned over the years. That mix has helped the congregation maintain a steady presence in a market where visitor traffic changes with the season. The church's place inside a casino also says something about Laughlin itself. Unlike larger gaming hubs built around constant reinvention, Laughlin has long relied on repeat tourism, regional drive-in traffic, and older visitors who often return to the same properties year after year. A church inside a casino fits that local pattern more than it might in a flashier destination, because it serves the rhythms of a resort town where gaming, hospitality, and routine visitor habits are closely tied together. Ernick told the station that some people come once out of curiosity and then make a point of returning. He said one visitor told him they had never been to Mass in a casino before, but came back after finding the experience meaningful. Attendance fell during COVID, but services continued. Like many congregations, St. John the Baptist was affected by the COVID-19 period. Ernick said attendance dropped as people became reluctant to gather in public, a shift that hit churches as well as casinos, hotels, and other shared spaces. He told KVVU that the pandemic created a real setback, with many people simply afraid to come out at all. Even so, the church remained active and has continued to attract worshipers despite the disruption of those years. Ernick said his aim is not the novelty of the setting but the experience people take from it. He told the station he wants attendees to leave feeling that going to church mattered and that they felt closer to God because they came. What happens next is less about expansion than continuity. The church has already outlasted decades of change in Laughlin's casino market, and its staying power suggests there is still room in gaming destinations for services that meet visitors on a more personal level.